Fort Wayne's Morning News is driven by the O'Daniel Automotive Group. Stop by any of the five area O'Daniel locations or shop online at odanielauto.com to get your best deal.
Okay, Wobo Land, I already had to give up my Bud Light Limes on the golf course. Now I have to give up Target, too? So this story broke while I was in Hawaii, and I could not wait to get back here on the show to talk about it. For those of you who don't know it, Target is coming under fire right now because it has partnered with a UK designer who insists Satan loves you and Satan respects you, and they've partnered with this person to create a new Pride clothing line. So this designer, if we can even call him that, is a self-identified gay trans man known as Eric. And he mixes a great deal of Satanism into his pro-LGBTQ plus activism. On his Instagram page, he writes, and I quote, "Satan loves you and respects who you are. You are important and valuable in this world, and you deserve to treat yourself with love and respect. LGBTQ plus people are so often referred to as being a product of Satan or going against God's will, so fine, we will roll with Satan instead. Satan respects pronouns and loves all LGBTQ plus people." Yes, my friends, take a moment to let that sink in. This is the person Target has sought out, vetted, and teamed up with on purpose to design and launch their new Pride clothing line. Within this Pride lineup of clothing, there's a sweatshirt, for example, that says, "Cure transphobia, not trans people." Now, when it comes to this particular clothing line, because Target is no stranger to pushing this Pride agenda, but Target is really starting to feel the pressure now.
Fox News Digital is reporting that some Target employees are being told to move their LGBTQ Pride displays to some less prominent locations within the stores in order to avoid customer backlash. A Target insider says some managers and district senior directors were on emergency calls on Friday where they were told also that they could not have anything on mannequins and no large signage promoting those products. Most of the locations affected are in rural southern stores, according to that report. And in an interview last week, Target CEO Brian Cornell told Fortune's Leadership Now podcast that promoting the LGBTQ-friendly products is the right thing for society and a great thing for their brand.
And that is Fox's Marianne Rafferty reporting for us. Like I said, Target, no stranger to being woke. In fact, this story really doesn't even surprise me. They have other disgusting Pride clothing in the children's section. I don't know if you've ever caught that. Yes, Target is promoting sexual confusion, a very adult topic of conversation, on baby onesies. I read a quote by a woman named Jo Patali. She's a researcher and educator who has been studying gender expression in clothing for more than 40 years. She writes, and I quote, "Putting something that is slightly inappropriate on a canvas that is worn by something that is so pure is kind of like spitting into holy water." I couldn't agree more. In fact, I wouldn't say slightly inappropriate, though. I'd say 100% inappropriate. Folks, we're truly in a battle with evil right now. We must speak out. We must join forces. And listen, I get it. We cannot boycott every single company or every single retailer we don't agree with or every brand we don't agree with. I get it. I think we'd all actually be really hard-pressed to find a retailer or a brand that 100% aligns with our individual core values and beliefs. But I saw some other folks online proposing this, and I'm going to propose it as well. Just know that I'm doing this. For the entire month of June, we say no to Target. No more Target runs for diapers. I'm talking to myself here. No more Target runs for home decor, a quick grab of a gallon of milk. You get the idea. This is being called online the June Challenge. At least just for the month of June, refuse to support all of this garbage. We must join forces. Get ready, Target. June is coming.
Podcasts by Federated Media.